From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, July the 23rd, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Audrey Mattot is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greenville Town Board and the Greenville Volunteer Rescue Squad met again on Monday, July the 20th, to continue the effort to convert the squad into a paid service. It is believed that with a paid squad, ambulance service in Greenville would be far more reliable because paid staff would be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. However, according to the latest numbers, the paid squad would cost more than $250,000 and have to be raised through additional taxes. That would make the plan cost prohibitive for town taxpayers. At a meeting on Monday, the town board agreed to meet with the Durham Town Board to discuss the possibility of combining Greenville's rescue squad with the Durham ambulance, first to determine if the idea was feasible and then to decide if it was something worthy of pursuit. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Diane Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper that the State Department of Transportation has plans to fix a retaining wall supporting State Route 82 in Ankrum, but not for 6 weeks. But officials are concerned that won't be soon enough. The wall is located on the south side of State Route 82 behind and west of the Simmons General Store, which sits at the crossroads of Route 82 and County Route 7. The top of the wall is supposed to be level with the road surface, but part of the wall's crown is now bowed out and dips below the road surface. The retaining wall is made of fieldstone and mortar and is believed to date back to the 19th century. The declining condition of the wall was reported to the DOT 3 years ago. The department intends to install a berm that would extend past the wall 3 feet from the guardrail. A section of the stone wall will be cut and removed. A DOT public information officer, Gina DeSario, said in an email to the paper that the department expects the work to begin in the next 6 weeks. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Rick Carlin and Matthew Hamilton are reporting in the Times Union that New York's fast food workers are on track for a raise to $15 an hour. On Wednesday, July the 22nd, a wage board impaneled by Governor Andrew Cuomo recommended the increase, which will affect roughly 200,000 workers statewide. The panel's decision are subject to approval, rejection, or modification by the state labor commissioner. Beginning December 31st, the minimum wage would increase to $10.50 in New York City and to $9.75 in the rest of the state. Annual increases would follow until the hourly rate hits $15 in New York City in 2018 and in the rest of the state in 2021. Progressive leaders hail the announcement as a net win and a first step toward a higher wage for all sectors. Business groups and those representing fast food operators criticize the decision, predicting it would lead to job cuts in the industry. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that between 150 and 200 people turned out for the broadband pep rally in Lexington July 18th as activists there try to bring better internet access to the mountainous Greene County town. Lexington resident Bonnie Blatter organized a rally timed with efforts to win a state grant to fund half of the $3 million project to lay 76 miles of fiber optic cable to 90% of the town's 805 residents. You can read that full story in the Watershed Post. In our final story, the Daily Freeman reports that the Valencia Research Farm and Woodstock Stag Farms will get two of the state's planned Masonite early warning weather detection systems. 19 locations out of 125 have been announced so far, with real-time weather condition data available for emergency management, research, and condition-dependent industries. For more information about this system, visit the website nysmesonet.org. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 79 degrees. The Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 53. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 58. For the weekend, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers after 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 64. Sunrise today was at 5:40 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:23 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 23rd day of July, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.